Coming up in about 7-8 minutes, we're going to have Russell Means, the LA Times described as the most famous American Indian since Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse. Go over a whole host of issues with him coming up. Right now we're talking to Mark Dyche, doing a great job out there exposing the globalists. A few minutes on Obama. I mean, he's gone back on every promise. He's openly run by the globalists. He is promising the people he's going to help him when all he's bringing is tyranny. And he does it so sincerely. But you can see an evil leer to the smile. This is not going to end well, because when all that comes is pain and suffering, some people are going to become even more cult-like following him, saying, you didn't do what he said, that's why things are bad. But a lot of his other followers, they're gonna flip out. I mean, how do you see this unfolding? Your view on Obama and the whole phenomenon?
Well, it's coming crumbling down to some people that have a discerning view. But Obama is the ultimate, antichrist figure. I'm not saying he's the antichrist from the Bible. A more accurate term really is a counterfeit Christ, and not that he's overtly against Christ or against Jesus.
He's a prototype antichrist, and there are many antichrists, because he comes as a savior when he's a Judas goat and a betrayer. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you have people at these town hall meetings the other day asking him not to just change policy to help certain issues or segments of society, but they're asking him, can you get me a job? Can you get me a kitchen? Can you get my benefits? And so he's this ultimate counterfeit Christ, similar to Hitler. Hitler was a counterfeit Christ, antichrist figure, where to a certain segment of the population, he had saved Germany. But then there's this other certain minority group that's preventing him from really helping society. And so he puts all the blame off onto them. And so it's going to be very difficult. People like this audience, we're going to be demonized by the Obama worshipers as we're the problem because we didn't go along with the Christ Obama, and we're the reason that the economy continued to collapse. So, I'm not an expert on the economy, but I do look at the experts at Peter Schiff and at Gerald Celente, at the International Forecaster, and what they're saying is happening is really going to be a bad thing. And you can just look at pretty much the opposite of whatever Obama says is going to happen or he's going to do is what he's going to do. He says that he's going to save the economy. Well, he's going to destroy the economy. He says during the campaign that he was against illegal wiretapping, and then he voted for immunity for the wiretapping. So you can pretty much take whatever they say they're going to do.
And then he says he's going to shut down the torture camps, but it says they'll look at it in a year, but they're going to keep renditions and secret camps.
Yeah, never before in the history of the United States, maybe even the world, have we had a figure that is so adorized by the media and by the people.
Yeah, that's it. It's that they're positioning him as George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Jesus, all in one, literally transposing his face with famous people, just saying, he is God, do what he says. But all he is a wet blanket on the fires of liberty and resistance and rebellion to the New World Order crime syndicate. He's just meant to stall the people long enough. When they're done with Obama, they are going to tear him apart, but then blame it all on him, just like they did on Bush.
KRS-One had a fantastic analogy for this, and he used the analogy of a McDonald's or Burger King manager seeming to be the man that's in control, that makes all the decisions. And that's really what Obama is he's just the manager. He's the figurehead working for the Bilderberg Group, for really ultimately the Illuminati and the globalists. And so he's the man that is the picture of the face, the one who makes all the decisions, when really he's nothing more than a spokesman. And I'm sure that most of the population thinks that when he comes out to a public rally and speaks, they think that he's just talking just like me and you are talking now, just off the top of his head, because they don't show the teleprompters on the television very rarely. So most
they don't show that everywhere he goes, it's the exact same speech, scripted down to going, oh, ma'am, oh, and just all the acting, exactly.
Yeah, they don't know that they have these teleprompters out there, 3 teleprompters, even when he's publicly speaking. So he's not speaking, he's reading off the teleprompter.
The Resistance Manifesto, available at InfoWars.com and MarkDyche.com. Hope you'll get the book and spread the word and get it out to folks, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Dyche, great having you on.
You got it. Power to the resistance.
Take care. Power to the resistance. Here we go. We'll be right back with Russell Means.
Right now, the world is a scary place. It's only a matter of time until we are struck again, but this time with biological and chemical attacks. The thought is scary, but it's important to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. The First Line Defense Kit allows you to do just that. The First Line of Defense Kit includes NutriImmune and NutriDefense, providing top biological host defenses against pathogen entry, and provides immune NK killer cell boosting. Also included, the NanoMask nanoparticular antiviral masks with replacement filters, providing supreme viral protection from airborne pathogens. And the First Line of Defense Wipes allows non-toxic viral and bacterial pathogen killing power on all surfaces. The First Line Defense Kit is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He really is a man who needs no introduction, Russell Means. Just an amazing life, and didn't like to talk about himself, but he is what the LA Times calls, described him as the most famous American Indian since Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse. I would say much better known because of all the films and activism and things he's done. And he joins us. He's been with us four or five times before, but he now joins us through video cam from the Lakota Nation that has pulled out of the treaty that the federal government has broken a trillion times. He joins us from there, and I have to tell you, he is just so informed on the whole New World Order structure. So we're going to get his take on now 21 states saying they are going to secede if the feds try martial law or gun confiscation. That's in the bills. The Lakota Nation is saying that they're not going along with the tyranny. They've got the strongest case because the treaty's been violated, even stronger than the states. This is so exciting. So, Russell Means, great to have you with us.
Great to be with you again, Alex.
I tell you, this is like Buck Rogers getting to have you know, on the simulcast on TV with us.
It's unbelievable.
Well, here we are. You know, there's so much I want to talk about in the 50 minutes we have with you, but you've got the floor. What would you like to speak about first? There's so many things I want to get into, but what would you like to speak about first?
Well, first of all, I'd like to speak about liberty and freedom. being free is the most important antidote to everything and anything else that's going on, to any kind of conspiracy, to everything. It's being free, and being free together. Not being free according to the Constitution of the United States, although that's a pretty good document. It comes from us, as you know, or you should know.
Yes, you're right.
But the most important thing about being free is individual sovereignty, individual freedoms, and the guarantees thereof. And the only way you can do that really is through consensus. Because voting, as you've witnessed how the beautiful idea of freedom the United States of America was born with, has been corrupted because they've turned a republic and individual freedom into a democracy, which means mob rule. You know, 50% plus one is mob rule. And the worst thing about it is that the other 49.9% have to go along with the majority for a certain length of time. You haven't any options. That's not sovereignty. That is not being free.
That's right. Hitler used democracy to set up tyranny. And 51% said the rest of you are going to be our slaves. We're going to kill a bunch of you. In a republic, every person's liberty and freedom is guarded because of the organic rights. And as the Declaration of Independence states, that if the government becomes destructive of those aims, it is not our right. It is our duty to throw it off. And I can think of no other group that has as strong a case to throw it off as Native Americans.
Right, and that's why we unilaterally withdrew from our treaties with the United States of America after over 155 years of violations. So we finally threw off that yoke. We're on the brink of extinction ourselves, and that is the major reason we are now free. And we're free with non-Indians also. We are welcoming any and all peoples who want to be free and want to work for freedom in the Republic of Lakota, which is that five-state area in the Northern Plains. But there's a thing about America that we must begin to teach the whole scope of this, what is termed now a conspiracy. Because it began really back in the 1840s, less than 75 years after the formation of the United States of America, when they gave the power of the individual to corporations. But none of the penalties. None of the penalties. Consequently, the corporations began to take off. But when Congress committed treason in 1871, that's really the watermark of the beginnings of the conspiracy, because the 1871 Act created the corporation which we are now enslaved under, or you are all enslaved under, because we're no longer there. The point, the 1871 Act was a treasonous act by Congress which established the United States of America as a corporation. And the Constitution of the United States was established at that time, because previously our republic was guaranteed by the Constitution for the United States. Key word there.
No, you're
then
absolutely
you go
right.
On to 1913 and those other years, the Income Tax Act, the Antitrust Act, and the various other acts that established the Fed and established the bankers' control of our entire nation and its people within, and made us slaves. And then you get to 1933 and off the gold standard, the Social Security National ID number was established, and then you get into the industrial military complex, which was cemented into place after World War II.
And sir,
with the No Such Agency Act of 1948, which was, by the way, the National Security Agency. If you remember, I can, because I'm that old. I can remember when it was called No Such Agency, because to this day, no one knows the real power or the scope of that agency or even its budget. Not even Congress knows its budget.
Sure.
And then you have the subsequent acts and the conspiracies that we've all come to know and abhor right now and what we're living under.
I was just going to interject and have you continue with that timeline. They've now announced the National Security Council, through the NSA and the rest of it, is openly running the entire government, that the governors in PDD 51, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, serve at the pleasure of the president. People thought Obama was going to end all this. He's expanding it. Bush passed the baton. They put in their Judas coat to fool people, and I'd like to get your view on that. And now they're openly announcing the FEMA camps. They're openly announcing bills to basically ban guns. And I mean, you pointed out yourself, they brought in Social Security to domesticate us, to put everybody on the reservation. You know, how they want us dependent, how they want us domesticated, how they want us institutionalized. And then they always call that right wing to say that. No, it's not right or left. This is so I'd like you to speak to that specifically and the dark times we see unfolding right now. But at the same time, the positive things that are happening, because resistance is accelerating and people are rediscovering liberty and freedom and finding out they don't have a choice. They're going to have to fight.
You know, back in the 1970s, right here on the Pine Ridge Sioux Indian Reservation, all of a sudden, for reasons it will never be explained or explainable, I started receiving quarterly reports from the Trilateral Commission in the U.S. mail.
Wow.
I don't know how I got it or why, and then it lasted for about a year and a half, and it disappeared. But in those quarterly reports, it was phenomenal how they know everything about everything financial in the world. The IMF and the World Bank, which is the credit agencies for every country, and they had a category called quasi-money. I've since come to understand what quasi-money is. It's you and me. It's our Social Security number. It's what enslaves us to all these financial packages the bankers who are running the world have put together. But Obama, listen, Obama is the good cop. They had the bad cop, good cop. This country now, it's mass psychology to its nth. You know, George Orwell nailed it back in the 1940s with his books. But the point we're in that George Orwellian reality is the good cop now has made everyone feel, now I was just in Texas, by the way, my friend, and they're best-selling down there is those plates. I couldn't believe it in Texas. The plates of Obama with that Jesus Christ pose. You know, it's like this. He's looking up, slight smile. The sun is shining on him, and it makes his skin look bronze or even goldish. But the Jesus Christ pose. That's what I call it. And that's the way they're treating him. I talked with some Obama supporters there in Houston, and it was unbelievable. They would not listen to reason. It's like they've been fed some kind of Obama dope, and that they're hooked now. And you bring out facts and figures, and they still wouldn't go for it. I can see exactly what he's done. It's almost like he's a drone, that he is some kind of sheeple created especially to pull the cover over. You know, all his appointments are Zionists. All his appointments. I can't name one that isn't. But the point I'm trying to make is that I believe the United States is part of the client state, not only of the bankers, but we're now a client state of Israel and the Mossad. It's unbelievable how all the people in key places, you know, are Zionists. I'm sorry, but the brazen upfront, and your previous guest mentioned some of those brazen upfront and yourself of what Obama's doing. And he blatantly lies to the people. And he's not called down for it. It's amazing. You know, you're Guantanamo, he's not closing it. He's not withdrawing from Iraq. He's going to increase war in Afghanistan. Goes on and on.
Russell, I want you to repeat all that. In fact, I'm going to skip this break. We have the music, but I'm going to skip the break for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, the internet stream listeners. We'll be back for everybody else in 4 minutes. But I want to skip this break and continue talking. We can do that, right, guys? with Russell Means, because I don't want to waste any of this time. And I love this new video hookup, and I want to invite him anytime he's in Texas to please come into studio. We would really be honored to have that. So stay with us. We're going to continue, Russell, with Russell Means right now.
Alex Jones here with a question.
Okay.
What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
There's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many.
You know, I should brief my guests when I do this because it confuses things and it sounds like I'm interrupting Russell Means. We're on prisonplanet.tv. We're streaming over the web. Hundreds of thousands are listening on the web. So I skip those breaks. But on the AM and FM dial, when I skip a break, Russell, we then have to come back to the full segment. So I'm sorry I interrupted you there. I just don't want to waste any time with you. Please start back over with what you were saying a minute ago about being in Europe compared to the United States and how that ties into what was done to Native Americans, what was done to other Aboriginal groups around the world as a mode of siege, a mode of control. The globalists admit they've deindustrialized us by design. Please break it down.
Well, to break it down, it's Indian policy. The Americans are now the new Indians of the 21st century, and the United States is the reservation. The farmers and the family farmers and family ranchers, the backbone of independence and the backbone of Americanism, are the ones that have been systematically destroyed since the decade of the 60s. Now, as America was being emptied out. Now they turned this, and this is just fact, that in the late 50s they began turning America from a producing, productive country with a powerful, powerful people called unions that were the biggest threat politically to the hierarchy of the United States of America. So in 1950, they got Walter Reuther and all them to sell out the unions. That's not the point, though. The point is they began emptying out America. Our garment industry, the shoe industry, every industry, the fishing industry, the steel industry, every industry you can think of. Then they started importing the Toyotas and those foreign corporations in to further destroy our own industries. And then having done that, we're empty. We're slaves now, minimum wage slaves. The middle class has been decimated. Look, and we're not hearing about it. We're not hearing about it. We've got to have some kind of a mass movement. And Alex, you're about the only one. I mean, not the only one, but I know you are one of the most important ones that we can get this mass movement going. We're doing our thing for freedom here in the Republic of Lakota, but we have to reinstill the idea of responsibility into Americans. Because once you become an Indian on a reservation, you have no motive. And the family farmers, the family ranchers, they're almost extinct now because of the credit crunch. They have been groomed, the family farmers, family ranchers, to run their entire operations on this phony credit operation of the United States. And now they've withdrawn the credit. So the family farmer, family rancher, dead in America.
Russell.
Which means America is dead.
I agree. I mean, my family are farmers and ranchers, and they had to go get jobs in the 50s because of the way the government changed everything and took it over. They all had to work in jobs in town and then work just to not lose their land. And they had to sell off more and more. And now with the animal ID, the premises ID, they're written by the big agribusiness. It openly shuts down farms, ranches. They're almost gone. And once you lose that, we have 90% people are urban and 10% are rural, but only half of those, or 5% of the population, is self-sufficient. And we have globalist documents where they state they wanted to do this, and now they've done this. And I was just down in Mexico a few weeks ago in Yucatan, and I said, I don't see fishing boats here like I saw last time I was here 5 years ago. And they said, no, the government has banned us fishing. Only the big trawlers from Japan and the U.S. can come. And I went to the village and asked. I said, there's no people here. And they said, no, we're not allowed to fish now. So, see, it's the same thing they did to the Native Americans.
Right. And it's you take the means of production away from our people, and what do you have left? You have slaves. Minimum wage slaves.
Well, they use.
I have mentioned now that China has just announced that they're going to start buying treasury bills again. Treasury bills are secured by the land of America. Now, already China owns 40%. Saudi Arabia owns 20% of the T-bills. So together they own 60% of the land of America. Now, however, because America is so broke and running this phony economy, printing this phony money, is that if they wanted to collect on their T-bills right now, America and the dollar would go bust and broke, and we would have to take a wheelbarrow full just to buy a toothpick.
Russell Means, stay there. We got a break. How are they keeping the indigenous Mayans from fishing? The environment. The big bottom trawlers can come into it, but the natives, they can't fish. See, that's the phony environmentalism Obama's bringing in. We'll get Russell Means' take on that. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Thanks to a listener idea, we've come up with a great new T-shirt where you can maybe deprogram Obamanoids. It's like the Bush people. I'd try to explain he was New World Order and evil, and they'd think I was a communist. And I would say, no, he's a puppet. He's controlled. But they had invested their image of themselves, their identity, in this person that was developed and created by the very corporate slave state that's destroying all of our futures and openly say they want to euthanize and engage in eugenics. And if you don't think they'll do it, look what they've done to Native Americans and others. We had a pastor on last week who exposed, and it's even ended up in mainstream Canadian press after 10 years of him fighting, that they take the Native American children in Canada and still, they just kill them. Half the boys they take, the foster care, they take them, they grab them, they use the churches, and it's government control, and they just murder them. Murder little kids, and it's on record, and nobody gets in trouble. Nothing happens. It's sick, but they want to do it to everybody. It's any group. See, with Native Americans, they could sell people they were different or they're causing a problem. You know, they're different from us. Let's kill them. But then the killing also happens to those that helped do the killing or their ancestors. That's how this works. But here's the new shirt. And it says on the cover here, it says worst president ever. And it's one half of the face is George Bush. And on the other half, it's Obama. It says, until now, Infowars.com. And on the back, it says, don't be a sucker. And this will explain to everybody and get past the controlled left-right paradigm. We've got some other new Obama shirts that just went up, and pre-orders for the Obama deception just began. And it's about getting the information out. It's also about supporting the show so we can have a platform to support other great activists and humanitarians. And speaking of that, Mr. Means, before we get into other issues and where you think things are going in the future, tell us about the Lakota Nation, the four-and-a-half or five-state area, what has happened, how people get involved. Now, this will materialize if people join, if people get involved, if people spread the word, if people financially support. And I can't think of a better leader than yourself, you know, going through the situation that you went with in the 71-day armed takeover of the sacred grounds of Wounded Knee with the feds, you know, all the things you've been through as a leader. I'm glad that you're leading the charge on this. So tell us how the people of not just the United States but the world can be involved in this historic Declaration of Independence and pulling out of the fraudulent contract. And this dovetails with 21 states now saying they're going to pull out of the union if martial law or gun confiscation continues. So, I mean, this is a spirit, isn't it, that's rising?
Oh, it's overdue. It's overdue, and even including ourselves. But what we recognize in the Republic of Lakota is that 90% of the population in the 60 million acres that makes up this five-state area, a part of North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, and Nebraska, this area is 90% non-Indian, 90% white people. We understand because for 150 years we've been getting along with them. We've been living with them. We have to continue that. So we invite them to join the Republic of Lakota. It's not a racial independent movement. This is a people's independence movement. Except we want to do it according to our understanding of individual liberty and our understanding. But nevertheless, we want to give state power to neighborhoods so that they have all responsibility for what goes on in their neighborhood. And I don't care how big the neighborhood is. And then you have a collection of neighborhoods that make up an area, and then the area, and then finally you get the nation.
That'll be dynamic.
Your point is, if you have a neighborhood of 2 houses or 20 houses or 200 houses, fine. But you run everything in that neighborhood. What does that mean? You have to run it by consensus. Number one, to ensure individual liberty. Number two is you definitely have to bring about law and order. That's responsibility. Guess what happens then? You eliminate the need for police because in your neighborhood you're taking care of it. You eliminate the need for courts and judges. And best of all, you eliminate the need for lawyers.
Well, that's the system they've had in Switzerland, some of what was founded here in the United States, and that really is, at least for a lot of the tribes, based on a Native American system?
Yes, that's based upon our control of individual liberty.
Let me ask you a question. What would you do if, let's say, you're a neighborhood or what you call a village of, say, 400 houses, and somebody commits a murder?
Well, those 400 houses would take care of that. Not the nation, not the larger area. Those 400 houses, they would have already determined their justice system according to them. You're a mini state within a state, and it's like posse comitatus laws that used to be prevalent in this United States of America.
Well, that's how small towns were in the United States was they would have their court, their system, and they would deal out justice.
Well, because Americans have become the new Indians of the 21st century and they've become actually reservation Indians because they've abdicated their responsibility. They've allowed the Congress of the United States of America to eradicate posse comitatus laws. Listen, these two bedrock avenues of individual liberty is one, the sheriff of every county at one time was the top law official in the nation because they were elected. And then those sheriffs, any police agency anywhere from any place had to get permission of the sheriff to come in that county. That was just eradicated in the last 3 years by Congress. The other thing is, with the corporate laws, we have to get rid of the rights of corporations. It's abominable and the height of stupidity to give a corporation a piece of paper the same rights that we have as individuals, but none of the penalties.
Well, Russell, this is what we need. We need to get back. Imagine if people got into self-sufficiency. It would create an incredible economy if every little neighborhood together had their own wind power, their own solar panels, put in their own septic tanks, their own systems, like the Amish. Take the Amish. There's almost 300,000 of them in Illinois. They've done a study over 200,000 of them. No autism, much lower crime rate. In fact, no crime to speak of. They live in harmony because they're living in a natural way, and the state's coming in and kidnapping their kids now. The state had left the Amish alone. Now they're treating them like Native Americans in the 1870s. I mean, so we, to defend ourselves, we need to go back to being our own little communities. And if you don't like the neighborhood, the village you're in, you go find another one you like to move to.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the epitome of individual freedom. Is local control. You know, the jury system used to be the last vestige against state power. When you had jury nullification, you could nullify an existing law if you felt, the jury felt, it didn't apply to that individual case. So any law could be nullified by 12 citizens, responsible citizens. But we've got to reinstitute, if we're going to be a free people, we have to reinstitute in the minds of our people the idea of responsibility.
Think
it's
of the power.
It's your responsibility to find out about who really is running this country. Who really is Obama? Where did he come from and why? Why did he move from being a Harvard Law graduate, editor of the Harvard Law Review? He had his pick of any legal firm he could go to in New York City, Chicago, Washington, D.C. He could have been a clerk for a Supreme Court justice. But what did he do? He goes to a city he never lived in, never even visited, Chicago, to work among the poor, allegedly, as a lawyer. And where did they put him? They put him in the most connected church in the black community. Also, they gave him a political mentor, the local black political boss of the south side of Chicago. And there you have his path right to the White House.
In fact, Russell, there were a lot of cases because I've read a lot of U.S. history. I mean, that was classic, that as Western expansion was taking place, that's how they would defeat the Native Americans, is they would go pay off some of the bad chiefs to get them to tell their people to stand down, and so people can't get that there's a guy who's part black that somehow he isn't a sellout to the New World Order. It's asinine. I mean, look, it's just on its face. And then now they're going to continue the secret arrest. They're going to now they're saying 23 months in Iraq. It was 6, then 16, now 23. 30,000 more troops, up to 60 in Afghanistan. Now they're talking about 90,000. He's talking about going into Iran, going into Pakistan. They're building FEMA camps, and it's in the news, and he wants to have a giant 18 to 24 compulsory service and a new domestic army. No law. The Pentagon just announced it as a new order, and they're building a camp outside Austin, Russell. I mean, this is really happening.
Exactly, and it's also, they've gotten rid of the laws protecting us against the National Army. Now the Department of Defense has jurisdiction, thanks to Homeland Security, has jurisdiction in any legal jurisdiction in the United States of America. That never before was possible, but now it is. The Army can come in for any reason. Before, it was illegal.
Well, that's right. First, it was 4,000 troops, then 20,000 troops. Now they're saying 50,000 troops. NORTHCOM and the governors are no longer over the National Guard, and the Army Times states, we are preparing to engage the American people. Is that not high treason and the government breaking its treaty through the Constitution and Bill of Rights with the people? Because that's a treaty with those colonies. It's the same thing. They've completely broken the treaty, admitted it themselves, and are saying, according to Time magazine in this New World Order article, the title's New World Order, zoom in on this, folks, It says a foreign global bank will rule the United States now. I mean, it's incredible.
That's been that was institutionalized in 1913, the banks ruling America. And we got to remember that when we went, and I mentioned this earlier, that we were a producing, productive country up until the end of the 1950s, and then they started the switcheroo to making us consumers and emptying out all the production of America. They've emptied that out, and it took them less than 25 years. By the mid-80s, we were a consumer nation. That's why Bush could say, go shopping.
It's and that was done.
That's what this country runs on now, consumerism.
Because they want you dependent on them, just like the Native Americans. And I know you're the expert on this, but I'm telling the listeners, I'd like you to elaborate, and then tell folks the phone number and websites. I want to put his website up on screen, guys, so that people can join and get involved or support or learn more. That they would put people in these areas, they would control them, and you had to then, like welfare, get your food and blankets from the corrupt Indian agents who would then make the natives for even food when they're starving in the winter, hooker out their women, everything. I mean, it's the same thing today.
It is exactly the same thing. The Indian policies of America, the American Indian policies, have more first into their foreign policies, and now it's on their domestic policies. So it's just not in the ghettos and the barrios. It's in middle America. I mean, hello, look at the housing crisis. That wiped out the middle class. And now you're going to become paupers, and you're going to have to depend on the federal government for them to dole out your food, for them to dole out. And then all these new diseases that keep coming, how come they're related to things we eat? Figure that out. Just figure that out. But we've got to be responsible, and we're all responsible for our own freedom. Not how and what we eat, but our freedom comes first. Our freedom comes before eating. Our freedom comes before work. Our freedom is the most important part of life. And if you don't know that, then you are a sheeple.
Because everything flows out of liberty. If you don't have the freedom, the liberty, it's over. But you know, a lot of folks I have on claim, you know, the core is our group. You know, the core models what happened to us. You know, people tend to centralize things around themselves. But I've studied broad history. And when you say that so much of the modern world system is based on the experience of the enslavement and extermination of 90%+ of Native Americans, it's true. I've read the British reports. I read Hitler's speeches and Mein Kampf and his concentration camps and everything he did, what he did in Russia. It was all modeled after what was done to the natives, and that's been used all over the world, and it really is the model. And so that's what we're black folks saying, you can't have a man in the house. The government's going to give you money for your home to put them in an inner city so they can then ship in drugs, put the men in prison, knowing the family would break down. I've got slave manuals written in the time of Julius Caesar when they would grab Germanic slaves of how they broke up the family, separated the men, put them on reservations to break them down. It's the same thing over and over again.
One of the hardest things about, and the best things about liberty and being free is, you become family oriented. Now, I'm not talking about blood family. I'm talking about now. Once we become adults, we can choose our own family. You know, when we're born, we're not born into our family of choice. But when you're being free, you can choose your families. And if you look at Europe today, after all their tumultuous history, but they haven't emptied out their countries. They still make their own shoes, their own clothes, grow their own crops, make their own steel, and have all of the things necessary for a strong, vibrant country by itself, let alone being joining together in the European Union. But America, emptied out. America's emptied out. That is not freedom, and that's not responsibility. Responsibility and freedom are one and the same. So if you're welcome to the Republic of Lakota, if you're responsible.
Absolutely. Tell folks the best website to visit and a phone number.
Of course, the republicoflakota.com and russellmeansfreedom.com.
RussellMeansFreedom.com. We've got that up on screen right now.
Thank you. The phone number for the Republic of Lakota is 605-867-1111.
So that's 605-867-1111?
Correct.
605-867-1111. And if folks want to financially support or support by spreading the word, they can go to Russell Means Freedom. Again, give that website out one more time. We're going to put it up on screen.
RussellMeansFreedom.com and RepublicofLakota.com.
Well, it's so important that we support every movement for independence and liberty. The globalists want one huge world with every nation, in their own words, dependent, broken down, deindustrialized, so the globalists can consolidate power. It's in their own IMF and World Bank documents. We must do what you're doing and go in the opposite direction. It is our only salvation for survival, and we've got to do it now. Russell, I'm going to skip this break as well for the TV viewers and the InfoWars.com audio listeners. For the AM and FM dial, shortwave, and the satellite listeners, we'll be back in 3 short minutes. And Russell, we got to have you on for a couple hours coming up in the next month or two so we can take some phone calls and also get more of your great wisdom, as it's just really great to have you on. And I totally agree with everything you're saying, and I want to support you in any way I can. I know my listeners do as well.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Okay, folks, it is the final segment with Russell Means, the final segment of the show. I had a state representative where they're declaring sovereignty of Missouri on today. I had Mark Dice of the Resistance Manifesto on. And, of course, we have Russell Means, just an amazing activist for liberty and freedom. It's been mischaracterized in the press quite a bit, but that tells you he's a good guy. You look at what he actually stands for. I know that he's a guy after my own heart, and we really appreciate him. I want to get him on about eugenics and the overall New World Order and what it's like to come from a group that's been so intensely targeted by this. But in closing, a message to the Obama people who took their hatred of Bush that was legitimate and transmuted it into love for Obama, not knowing it's the same manager crew behind it. They feel like they're at the table now. They feel like they've had a great victory. They don't know they've just been sold a bunch of glass beads and wampum for New York. They don't understand that this is a cold-blooded setup, but we have studied this and looked at this and lived this, so we know they haven't discovered that yet. In closing, what do you say to them?
Well, I want to be facetious, actually, and just say goodbye. But the sheeple. The sheeple that are Obamaites or however you're going to, they've been Obamatized. Those people, I have found in my visit to Texas and among my own people here on the reservation and into the people who are considered conservative Republicans in the state of South Dakota, no one's listening. No one wants to take responsibility. And that's what's happened in this country. And Thomas Jefferson said it best, you know, to be free, you have to be responsible. It goes hand in hand. I can't say it enough. And so I'm very skeptical in saying anything to the people the sheeple who have been Obamatized, because that's their new savior. You cannot penetrate their defenses because they refuse to hear it. I talked common sense, and I talk spirituality, and I talk facts and figures with these people down in Texas who are Obamatized, and they wouldn't hear a thing, and they felt sorry for me. They felt sorry for me. And they told me, you're going to see in 18 months. What we all don't understand here in America is that it's over. And if the United States of America just came out and said, well, it's over, well, there'd be a rising of the people. They don't want that. So they're manufacturing, they're printing this money so that they can let you down easy. Let you down easily. And those people over there lost their homes. And those people over there lost their homes. And as they let you down easy, and your wages go down, and your livelihood goes down, and your trips become shorter, and you don't buy as much, until the fact is you're going to look around one day,
But they're already committed to him, so they won't even admit they were wrong, just like people under Stalin or Hitler still wouldn't admit they were conned and wrong because they've invested in it. They're going to have right-wing groups attacking. They're going to have Nazis protesting to make him look good. They're going to play a lot of games.
Oh, definitely. They are masters at manipulation. It's an Orwellian reality. And so, but always remember this. And this has always rung true. It only takes 2% of a people to foment a successful revolution. And we want a revolution to return one revolution back to freedom of the individual.
All right. Russell, we crashed your website, so we want to give that phone number out again, 605-867-1111, 605-867-1111. Don't go. I want to do a few minutes in overdrive on the web to say bye to you here properly. For the audience, though, retransmission. Well, we're going to continue into overdrive a few minutes, and then we're going to go into retransmission at InfoWars.com. So please stay with us. I want to say bye to the Genesis Network and all those listeners.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.